Hashem speaks to Avram Avinu, telling him, see to it that your advancement, your movement is l'cha, for your true essence, for your neshama. And you need to know that Hashem is not looking for you to fail. Hashem wants your success, and you have the ability to succeed. You have the ability to stand up to whatever you need to. Hashem never sends a person obstacles that the person can't overcome. And now Hashem says, where should you go to? El ha'oretz asher areko. Go to the land which I'm going to show you. Hashem didn't even reveal to him at first which land this was. Hashem was referring obviously to Eretz Yisrael, which is a composite of all the holiness in the world. The Gemara tells us that there are 10 levels of holiness in this world, and they begin from the land of Eretz Yisrael. Step 1 is Israel, step 2 is the city of Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. And Rashi HaKodesh tells us, the reason why Hashem didn't reveal to Avram Avinu where he was going to was to make him love it even more. It's like a child when you tell them that you have a surprise for them, you're going to give them something fantastic. By not revealing to them right away what it is, that causes the child's desire for it to intensify and to want it much more. And Rashi continues, and also to give Avram Avinu credit, special credit, for every single word. This was referring obviously to every word of prayer that he would be praying to Hashem along the way, for Hashem to help him succeed, for Hashem to help him get to the finish line, to help him extricate himself from all the negative influences and draw himself close to the holiness, to the purity, to Hashem.